Now,
the rest of the story. Treason, they called it. When the South African clergyman crossed the line between defying the system and defying the law, when he contacted the African National Congress, an illegal organization, then held discussions with its officials, many Afrikaners cried treason. The minister was meddling in secular affairs, they said. The minister was seeking to destroy South Africa's government, they said. The clergyman himself, regarding both accusations, agreed. He was very much actively concerned with secular matters, and yes, he wished with all of his heart to dismantle the white-dominated government of South Africa. And to that end, in April of 1989, more effectively to oppose the party in power in particular and apartheid in general, the clergyman helped establish South Africa's Democratic Party. Such a political entity, he declared, was the only way to annihilate the regime of the philosophical archenemy, F.W. de Klerk. Was the minister insane, critics asked? Was de Klerk not the last hope of a politically equitable South Africa? Proponents of peaceful change reminded the radical clergyman that Botha was gone now. The new president, de Klerk, was committed to enfranchising South Africa's black majority. De Klerk, they said, was merely concerned that should 26 million blacks be given the right to vote overnight, the rights of the white South African minority, a feeble 9% of the population, would be just as suddenly ignored or worse. So the new president has proposed that blacks be given voting rights in certain regions first, that safeguards be implemented to prevent the abuse of whites as their influence diminishes. But the provocative clergyman says de Klerk and his kind are finished. That's not good enough. There's a difference, he says, between true reform and being frightened into phony concessions. The minister demands a full and unequivocal black vote now. An utter end to the policy of apartheid now. And he will fight de Klerk. He will fight de Klerk, however he must, to achieve these goals. Once upon a time, there was a South African archbishop, a black religious leader named Desmond M. Tutu, who proposed to change the world that was his own backyard. But the clergyman you have just met was not he. The clergyman you have just met was not Desmond Tutu. The Dutch reformed pastor and journalist and educator you have just met, who so vigorously seeks an end to white rule in South Africa, is himself white. And more. For President F.W. de Klerk has a nemesis, a man named Willem, who lurks in the shadows of the South African sociosphere, beckoning the black tide that would inundate his own kind, a white man demanding black government immediately, in essence, demanding an overthrow of the presidency of F.W. de Klerk. Even though this radical clergyman I've just described, the would-be overthrower of the de Klerk government, is Willem de Klerk, President de Klerk's own brother. And now you know the rest of the story.